Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Mr. John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Heartland Rock and Roll. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Treasurer. His new book is called Leaders Open Doors. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Also, his own website. Bill, give it to us again, please.
LeadersOpenDoors.com or CourageBuilding, CourageBuilding.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we're celebrating Bill's 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Bill, thanks again for all the great years and all the great information you provided us. We're talking about six signs that you've identified of a dysfunctional leader. And first one we talked about was where your team is. Your team's dysfunctional, then the leader's probably dysfunctional. Then you talked about people who are resistant to feedback. If you shut people down when they try to give you some kind of they speak truth to power, so to speak. And then the third one was I wrote down entrepreneur, meaning that you once you get to the point where you have to manage something, where there's nothing exciting going on, you kind of want to revert back to that. And most businesses, once they get to a certain point, they just need to be managed, don't they?
Right. And the Sisyphus syndrome of the person who only feels satisfied when they're putting the boulder up the hill
right. Means
that sometimes they'll sabotage the business in unconscious ways.
I've seen people do that with their careers.
I've known people that
would get almost to the finish line, mm-hmm. and then self-destruct because they didn't want to have the responsibility of what was at the finish line.
I think too, it's because people get they enjoy the journey
right. So
much, which is good, that when they finally get there, they're not comfortable there. They
right.
only like the journey, so they
that's
go
exactly
back.
Right.
Into,
yeah.
You know.
And folks, that's a level of dysfunction. All right, what's number four?
Number four is you don't invest anything in succession. So you don't invest anything in the future of the business beyond you. That you have to be the most essential piece to the business, and frankly, you don't care about what happens after you go from the business.
Right.
So you get so tied up into it that you don't invest.
Here's the thing. Now that's your business. If you want the business to end with you, that you get to do that. That's your job. I mean, that's your business. You get to decide that. But if you have a business that can, and you have a structure, you have people, you have children, maybe you have employees who would like to carry the business on and who could do that. If you don't allow them to do that, then that's a different story.
Yeah, and I can think of a specific example where I know of a company that's worth $500 million, right? They employ about 2,000 people.
Wow.
And the leader is old, in ill health, mm-hmm. and when his
won't turn loose.
When his sons and family members are in the room and they ever start to broach the subject of bad succession,
yep.
he says, I don't want to talk about that. He
yep.
says, when I go, the welfare people are going to get the business.
Wow.
In other words,
that's so selfish. That's so dysfunctional. And you know what? Sadly, I'll tell you something, folks. Sadly, I see that. I've seen that a lot in my career, Bill. I know you do, too. It's really sad. It's heartbreaking for the people.
And it's an act.
It's a form, I tell you what else. It's not just dysfunctional leadership. That's a form of mental illness, as far as I'm concerned, Bill.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Because one of your last greatest act of a leader, other than saying thank you to the workforce, is to prepare it
for
eventuality of not being
yep.
there.
Yep. What's next?
Number five is that you try to cut your way into growth. This is the penny wise, dollar foolish. That you starve the business instead of investing in the business. So this is an obsession with cost cutting versus revenue growing.
My dad taught me that story on the farm.
Tell me
and
more.
We had a neighbor who I had just got through feeding our animals, and I fed them a lot. And we were driving by a neighbor's house, and he was carrying a little bitty bucket of feed out to his animals.
Mm.
And I said, Dad, why is he feeding his cows with such a small bucket? He said, Son, you can't starve the profit out of your cattle. Mm-hmm. And that was a great lesson for a 14-year-old, you know.
Yeah.
You got to invest, don't you?
You have to. And, you know, I get it. You know, we've got to be mindful of both ends, the top line and the bottom line. And that matters a great deal. And there are times where you got to pull in the belt, because there's also the leader dysfunction of the person who overspends on the business and doesn't.
Yeah.
But more often than not, it's this penny wise, dollar foolish kind of thing.
All right, number six.
Number six is that there's no strategy, or your only strategy is grow the business.
Right.
You know, growth is not a strategy; it's an outcome. And
you're talking about a person now who is just a manager, not capable of being a CEO.
Yes, because they don't have any future outlook for the business.
Yeah, yeah. They're only operating. They're in the trenches all the time. They think that's where they're supposed to be, and they're not. And this is something I've been talking about, Bill, for at least 2 years. I've been focusing on this every week, helping small business owners understand that they must become the CEOs, the chief executive officers, the visionary, the strategy person for their companies.
And so, and part of being a CEO means being a futurist. It's to
that's
live
exactly
out
right.
And folks that are dysfunctional, the only real strategy they have is grow the business, and they're constantly harping on their people to, you know, no, you got to grow. It's almost like they think that their people don't get it, that somehow if they get it more, they'll do it more, and it's not
absolutely
always the case.
Hey, Bill, what a great tour you gave us on what dysfunctional leadership looks like, folks. And he did a good job, and I'm sure none of our audience saw themselves in any of this, Bill. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
Hey, Jim, it's my pleasure being with you, and happy holidays to you and your listeners.
You too. Leaders Open Doors by Bill Treasurer. That's his new book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.